AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The head of the FBI says they are learning more about the shooters in San Bernardino, California, and the timing of their activities. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
FBI Director James Comey says Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were radicalized at least 2 years ago, before they met online and were married. That would mean her radicalization was underway and apparently was undetected when she applied for a visa to come to the U.S. to get married.
Is there any evidence that this marriage was arranged by a terrorist organization or terrorist operative, or was it just a meeting on the internet?
I don't know the answer to that yet.
Comey told senators finding that out is very, very important. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Also on Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. is ready to do more to help the Iraqi army take on the Islamic State group, especially in retaking the city of Ramadi. Carter says Iraqi forces are making progress in regaining parts of Mosul.
This is an important step, but there's still tough fighting ahead. ISIL has counterattacked several times, but thus far the ISF has shown resilience.
The first police officer on trial in Baltimore for the death of Freddie Gray is testifying in his own defense. William Porter is charged with manslaughter. Prosecutors say he should be held partially responsible for Gray's death in police custody. Porter testified today Gray was unable to give him a reason to call a medic. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says there is a trust problem between people and police, and the city and police must have a responsibility to win back that trust.
We need to reset our norms. We need to reset our expectations. We need to reset our values.
The speech to the city council was in the fallout from a video showing a white officer in Chicago shooting a black teenager 16 times. Wall Street, Dow is up 23 points. This is AP Radio News. Time Magazine's Person of the Year is German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Time Deputy Managing Editor Radhika Jones says Merkel has had her hand in all the world's crisis points: European debt, Russia's designs on Ukraine.
But this year, most prominently for us, she led the way on Europe's policy toward refugees and migrants from Syria and other troubled parts of the world.
Jones points out the choice of Merkel is not likely to be popular in debtor countries like Greece, which has been forced to adopt stringent austerity measures to repay German creditors. Other names on Time's shortlist: ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Republican presidential contender Donald Trump. Warren Levinson, New York.
We're getting closer to Hollywood awards season. The leading the nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Awards is Trumbo.
Is Dalton Trumbo?
Yes.
I'll see you in Washington.
The film about Hollywood blacklisting has three nominations. The SAG Awards are a good Oscar indicator. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.